أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما وقع عليهم الرجس قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجس لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل. فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجس إلى أجل هم بالغوه إذا هم ينكثون. فانتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم في اليم بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 134 to 136 of Surah Al-A'raf, continuing with the signs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. For him it was miracles that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed. For Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun, it was an adab. In certain riwayat, in certain narrations it comes, before the occurrences of these punishments, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam would go to Fir'aun, or he would send a message to Fir'aun that beware, this punishment of Allah Ta'ala is going to be meted out if you do not believe in Allah. Fir'aun took all of this very lightly. Then the punishment had come, and then Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's dua. But all of this was not within the sight of Fir'aun. It was not within his heart to accept iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ninth sign that Allah ta'ala had granted Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَلَمَّا وَقَعَ عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّجْسُ. And when a rijz fell upon them, a rijz actually in Arabic is something that is filthy. It can also refer to a punishment. Here it refers to a ta'un. In other words, a plague had befell the people of Fir'aun. Again, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam went, spoke to him, said that if you do not believe in Allah, this plague will come down. And this plague will only come down upon your people. It will not come down upon the Bani Israel. Then when that plague had really come, he did not believe in Allah. Then he said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى دُعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ. Musa, make dua to your Rabb. At those points in time, he would acknowledge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to be the Rabb. He will acknowledge Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to be the Sustainer. بِمَا عَهِدَ عِنْدَكَ. Because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the covenant that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken with you. In other words, Allah ta'ala had sent you as a Nabi. When Allah sent you with a Nabi, it is the system of Allah that Allah ta'ala would accept the du'as of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah ta'ala sent you as a Nabi. You yourself has fulfilled the commandments of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill His pledge. Make dua to Allah ta'ala. لَإِن كَشَفْتَ عَنَّ الرِّجْزِ. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this calamity, this punishment, this difficulty, this ta'un, this plague from us. It comes in the narration that about 70,000 of the Egyptians, the Qibtis, had lost their lives in this ta'un. Some narrations indicate that Allah ta'ala had handpicked and Allah ta'ala had hand-chosen such that in each family, each couple, they lost their firstborn. So everybody was in a great deal of mourning. Then he said, لَنُؤْمِنَنَّ لَكْ. We will bring iman in you. وَلَنُرْسِلَنَّ مَعَكَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And we will send with you the Bani Israel. Again, he alludes to the fact that Musa alayhi salam had no intention of overthrowing Fir'aun and coming to power. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's explicit command that Allah had granted him was simple: take the Bani Israel and leave Misr, leave Egypt. This was the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْزَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. That when we had removed from them a rijz, we removed from them this ta'un, this plague. In other words, we brought it to an end, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ, to a fixed time. هُمْ بَالِغُوهُ, that ajal, that time they are going to reach. In other words, the time of death. And if they do not turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, the destruction that they will go through. إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. Then they broke that covenant.
that they had made at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. For them it was a game that they were playing with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For them it was to see whether Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's du'as are being accepted. For them it was to remain in the opulence and that governance that they had. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ, we took revenge against them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then, a period of 20 years after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had overpowered the sorcerers, he overpowered the magicians, 20 years passed, all of this had taken place in between the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tears, the calamities from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah removed it, then they still didn't bring iman. Allah ta'ala brought the next one. They pleaded with Musa alayhi salam, he made dua. They still didn't bring iman, and that continued. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ, then we had drowned them in the waters of the sea. بِأَنَّهُمْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, because they had refuted, they denied our signs. وَكَانُوا عَنْهَا غَافِلِينَ, and they were heedless of the signs, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these signs had come, but yet they did not accept Allah Rabbul Izzat. They continued in their way, and eventually Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. In this ayat, or in this surah, Allah ta'ala does not speak about the drowning and how it happened, but in the other verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it very clear that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam left with the Bani Israel at the appointed time. Fir'aun went out in pursuit of Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. They crossed through the waters, and on the other hand, Fir'aun had drowned in those waters. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the most important lesson of our lives, that Allah ta'ala has given us this blessing of iman. Allah has made us from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given us beautiful ways to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat by performance of our salat and all the other compulsions and all the other ibadah that Allah has given. Let us turn towards Allah, make shukr for the innumerable favors Allah has bestowed upon us, and continue to seek from Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.